Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass about the emergency response incidents of 2018. 2018 is over, and there were several things that Warren County Emergency Management had to deal with over the past year. Just kind of tell us a little bit about some of the most significant events that people may have heard about or read about and listened to that Warren County Emergency Management had to deal with.
The biggest thing that I think that Indianola remembers is the wind event that happened in June, tail end of June, and then we had a tornado that came through on May 7th and really didn't touch down in town much, but there was a lot of pictures from the citizens that came through. We also had some flooding issues in July. So to me, weather events were very minimal for the year of 2018. Now, I always say that the odd years is when we have the oddball stuff. We're entering 2019, so we could see some interesting stuff to come with the warmer weather that's projected for the winter. Hazardous material calls, we had several this year. We had a semi-accident that flipped over on I-35 southbound, south of the Highway 92 exit. It was full of batteries. Lots and lots and lots of batteries. And so that was a DNR and a EPA and a big mess out there for a while until they got that cleaned up. And we had a FedEx truck catch on fire. We assisted St. Mary's Fire, Indianola, and Martinsdale Fire on the pesticide leak that happened on about the same area, really, just a little bit farther south. The brake fire had started on the truck, and which caused the products in the trailer to catch fire. So emergency management was called to support those folks with some absorbents and diking material. We also had a chlorine spill at Moffett Lake, which is, there's a water treatment plant there, and it's kind of on the three corners of Warren, Dallas, and Madison County. So all three emergency managers were there to support the Des Moines Fire Department and Northern Warren Fire Department on the spill there and containment of chlorine and get it cleaned up and take care of so that everybody was safe. We also had a terrorism call. Seems like we get these every once in a while with the schools. We had a bomb threat at Martinsdale St. Mary's High School back in February. It turned to be non-founded, which was always good, and everybody went home and went home safe. But we did end up with state assets here with the bomb dog, some of the highway patrol people assisting the Warren County Sheriff. But that's all in all a synopsis of last year. Several training opportunities and exercises, participated in quite a few with the different cities throughout the year to prepare for some of these things that actually happen.
You talked about the significant weather event being the windstorm that hit Indianola, and we've talked in the past about how recovery is still going on. To overall, I think it was probably handled about as best as I think you could have wanted to, correct?
Sure. The wind event in June was a straight line wind. Several of the emergency managers were watching it come across the area. And when it decided to cross I-35 and into Warren County, it really started to grow. But it only took a small path through outside of Indianola, the city of Indianola, and some other rural parts of Warren County in the Indianola area. The winds were clocked at very high speed for about 20 minutes, around 88 miles an hour is what Simpson College had registered for us, which did significant damage to a lot of the trees and the wiring infrastructure, power, and that kind of stuff here in Indianola, and did do some damage to a couple of the school buildings, fences, and AstroTurf, and a few other things over in Martinsdale. So that, in turn, the county supervisors declared the county as a disaster because we really didn't know at the time what was going to take place, but we tried to do that early so that it opens some avenues for state assets if needed. And turns out Indianola did need some support. The Iowa DOT came in and helped us with the debris removal. If you remember the big orange trucks going down the side streets and grabbing the stuff that you people had taken to the curb and got it out to the dump. The tree dump out there is still has debris out there from the summer storm. They're slowly getting rid of it through EPA and DNR standards. The local fire chief, Chia, had said we cannot burn that type of stuff. One, it's too much to burn, even if we did have the permits, and it would be more of a hazard to our local citizens around the area.
Thanks to Troy Bass for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.